Tomorrow night is Passover, and of course, Resurrection on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two more breaks to share with you. This first one we're going to do with a testimony and kind of wrap up the whole concept before we get ready for the Seder. And then just to kind of get you ready, the next break we'll be talking about Palm Sunday, which was when they chose the lamb throughout beginning in Israel and all, in Egypt and on down. So we're going to show you a little bit how the choosing happens. And so we'll jump on that too. But first, let's talk testimony.
Mm.
So Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. All right, why do I read that? Well, we will rise or fall based on the testimony that comes forth. So, obviously, we need to understand that testimony. All right, Exodus 25. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. They're talking about the Ark of the Covenant. And in the ark, you shall put the testimony that I will give you. So we're going to kind of follow that through now. And he says this, and there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the Ark of the Testimony. And that's what it's called. We always think of the Ark of the Covenant, but God calls it the Ark of the Testimony, about everything which I'll give you in commandment to the children of Israel. So I want you to follow the trail of the testimony. We're tracking it down now. What is the testimony? It's not the law or the commandments. They both have their own Hebrew word. But the law and the commandments are both part of the testimony. Because it sounds like the way he says it over and over and over, it sounds like it's the Ten Commandments. It's the stones that are in the Ark of the Covenant. But no. Psalm 75, for he established a testimony in Jacob. Now, this is same word, incidentally, the whole time, every scripture I give you here, same word for testimony, Hebrew word. This is several hundred years before Moses and the law was given at Sinai. So, obviously, the testimony goes back a little further. Psalm 81, blow the trumpet at the time of the new moon, at the full moon, on our solemn feast day, for this is a statute for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. This he established in Joseph as a testimony when he went throughout the land of Egypt. Again, several hundred years before Moses and the law was given at Sinai. What's the difference between the Israelite houses with doors covered in blood and the lamb inside compared to the Egyptian houses with no blood and no lamb inside? What determined that one was safe and another in danger from the destroyer? Well, one didn't have the testimony. That's the simple answer. Now, next step, we're going to jump in the New Testament. Matthew 10, you will be brought, speaking of you as Christians, before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. So did you see the flip? We are now the testimony. Mm. So this testimony that started inside the Ark of the Covenant is now inside you. Mark 6, whoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. So judgment can come from that rejection based on how they treated us, because it's not just us, it's the testimony that's within us. 1 John 5, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself, same word as testimony. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony. So you finally get the answer to what it is, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. Who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So all the way back to the Ark of the Testimony or the Covenant, this is it. The word witness and testimony is the exact same in these New Testament verses. Revelation 12, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Notice, as Christians, this is all the way in Revelation 12. This is the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Passover Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. See, it's important to understand what it is you're overcoming them by. This is the presence of God inside you. That's the word of your testimony. They did not love their lives to the death. Revelation 12, a little further down. The dragon was enraged with the woman, went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So this is the living presence of God within us. Revelation 15, after these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. So now we've come full circle. You've been in Egypt. They're in the desert. They make the tabernacle, this testimony, this ark. And now when you get to heaven, all the way in Revelation, at the end of time in Revelation, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony is in heaven, and it's opened. So, you know, the Indiana Jones, all that journey looking for the already there. You know, they're wasting their time looking for it. It's already set up and established and will be open in the end times. Out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, having the chest girded with golden bands. So what comes from the testimony in the end? All the judgment flows from that testimony. Revelation 19, and I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that. I'm your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. So this testimony, when you talk about this whole journey of the Exodus, the whole journey of Passover, the whole point, what was different between when Passover happened, it was the first time they were ever commanded to eat the sacrifice because, again, the testimony inside of them. Big change. Nothing. They always burned the sacrifice or cut it up and walked through the pieces. First time, they ate the sacrifice because this testimony is in us. So we challenge you. The reason we bring all of this is because we want you to know God. We want you to love him. We want you to understand how deeply Jesus loves you and that, you know, you can't just make up your own stuff. This Jesus has to be inside of you. And this is going to take all the way to the end times. Can't make it up. You got to do it his way.
Mm. Good stuff today. I love it. I love the imagery of just being able to have, because we look at the Ark of the Covenant, but we don't realize that it's now in us. Yeah. Wow. What an awesome
carrying
thing.
The Ark of a whole new way.
Around with us each day. Yeah.
Amen.
I love it. One more break coming up with our very own Ray Haynes in studio. If you missed anything this morning as he was on the Rising Stein show at 7 this morning, you can go to our Victory blog as well as our Victory Facebook page. So that's blog.victory.radio or just Victory 915 on Facebook. One more coming up, and you will be coming in tomorrow morning as well and continuing on.
Yeah, we're going to come early. It'll start at 7 o'clock, but we'll have a live Seder on Facebook Live. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting it all. We'll be talking and sharing. Same thing, and we'll probably be into the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow, too. So you'll get to be a little part of that. You'll be part of the resurrection, actually. The Seder will probably be done by that time, but we'll be digging into those to the resurrection and how what was Jesus doing preaching in Hades and emptying the graves. And that's my favorite part. I love the resurrection story. So all of that's coming up, the Seder and resurrection tomorrow.
Love it. Love it. Love it. We still got one more coming up.